It means up until the knee. Those kids, if the speed is from the bottom of the toe until the knee is like missing, either it's cut off or else it's autumn, it's just without a form, so that's not considered a vlad, and therefore she has no tumas later. Rabbi Yanni Oimer Abin Kov, no, further up. It has to be that the whole bottom part of the body until it's Nekovov, until he has the mare grime, or the waist, so that part of his body is like round or else cut off. Rabbi Yechon Nama Mishum Rabbi Yosi Ben Yeshua Ad Mokim Tibur, even further up. It has to be all the way up until his navel. That the whole bottom part of his body is like autumn, just one round ball, like without any form to it. So that's called, that's not called a leder. So now, what's the machlokes over here? So it's like this. Ben Rabbi Zaka, between the first shita of Zaka, the Rabbi Yana, between Rabbi Yana shita. Now, if Kamina was Ika Benayu, Treifa Chaya, could a Treifa live? But if that's the loch of Ilkos Treifa, if the animal is missing from its leg up until its knee, it's called a Treifa. So therefore, the first man, the Amr Bezaki, says a Treifa can't live. So therefore, this Vlad also cannot live. It's not called a Vlad. Therefore, if the Isha has this type of a miscarriage, she has no tumas later. And Rabbi Yanni holds no, that even though it's cut off up until the knee, it's called a Treifa. But he holds a Treifa could live. So therefore, since an animal is like a Treifa here, it could live, so that would be called a later. Therefore, Rabbi Yanni says, what's not called a later? If the kid was missing, or the Vlad was missing, up until it's the cover. That's a higher, that makes like into a novella. That's worse, that the Bechal can't live, therefore that's not called a Vlad. The other Gemara says, what's going to be, Satsa says, that masav a trei fachaya, that's what Rabbi Yanni holds. Or masav a trei fenachaya, Zaki holds no, the trei fach cannot live, and therefore it's enough to have the autumn just the bottom part until its knee. That is not called a leida. Now, what's the chilul between Ben Rabbi Yanni and Rabbi Yechonon? Ika benayu or the Rabbi Loz, the Yagin Rabbi Loz is alcha, that the Yom Rabbi Loz holds, as they both hold right now, the trei fach could be chaya. See, if it's not enough for this body, this the fetus, to look like a treifa, because it can still live. See, if the machlokes says in Rebbe Lezer's halacha, that the Yomer Rebbe Lezer says, nito yerech by an animal, let's say the thigh was taken off, the chalolah shalom, and who had in the hollowness around it was also taken off. Then the veil, that's called an avela. See, also, the shailah is, if the fetus was missing up with false nekovov, is that called an avela or not? So, one holds yes and one holds no. So one that holds that's not called a novella, therefore he holds what is called a novella, up until Tibur, until the navel. So kids, if the fetus is missing from the bottom until the navel, that's for sure considered like a novella, that it can't live, and therefore it's not called a later either. Mashmah, for tumas later, it has to be that the Isha gave birth, or had a miscarriage, to a fetus that has, that if it would have been healthy, it could have lived. But now that it's missing this part, that if it couldn't live, even if it would be alive, that's not called a leida. Nothing more says, Omer HaPavropa says, Machlekes, this whole Machlekes, how much should be missing on the bottom part of the body, that's only milamato, lamala, from downwards upwards. Avo milamala lamato, if you're starting upwards, like from the head downwards, filo kol du tohira, even if the vlad is only missing a little bit of the skull, just a little bit of the skull was cut off, that also is not called the vlad, and therefore the isha is tohira. If she has a miscarriage and no blood comes out with it, so she'll be terror. That's not called a leida. And the chayin is saying, Omer Rav Gidl, Omer Rav Yechonon, Hamapeles Eshe Gugulosoi Atuma Imoi Teira. When she has a miscarriage and that fetus's head was like Atuma, which means either was missing or else it was like a ball without any form to it, the top part of it. So Rashi says, Mamala Mishenechtach Megulos was cut off. Rashi Taka says, Atuma means Chaseira. If part of it was missing, if part of the head is missing, that's also not called a fetus, and therefore she has no tumas later. The Yomer of Gidl, Omer of Yechonon, Hamapelet Kemin, of course of the Diklo, if she has a miscarriage and the fetus has a form like the bottom of a palm tree, Rashi explains the bottom part of the palm tree is like one piece, the bark coming up, and then it branches off into different pieces. So here also, the bottom part of the body, there's a one piece of flesh coming up. And then by the shoulders upwards, that's where the hands and the feet came out. So, it doesn't look like that, Imatira. And that's not called the Vlad. Therefore, the Eim is Torah. Mashma Vlad cannot live like that. That's called, it's missing, and that's not called the Leda. Therefore, if she has a miscarriage like this, she's Torah. If no, not like this. What's going to be HaMapeles Misha Ponov Mu Sumsonim? Anisha has a miscarriage, and the face of the fetus is like punched in a little bit. It's not squashed in completely, it's just like she's Muchak Tzaz, it's a little bit punched in. So Rabbi Yechonon Nomar, Imoy Tamei, yes, that's called the Leda. It's called the Tumas Leda. Resh Lakish Shomer, no, Imoy Torah, it's not called the Leda. Eisa Rabbi Yechonon Resh Lakish, Rabbi Yechonon has the Kasha to Resh Lakish. The Resh Lakish, you want to say that it's Torah. So Rabbi Yechonon has the Kasha, it says, Amapeles Yad Chatuch, we had before, that if Nisha has the miscarriage and just a piece of a hand comes off, or else Rega Chatuch, a piece of an arm, Sima Tamei Leda, we say it for sure is she has a good Vlad coming out, so she has Tumas Leda. And the Yen Choshe, we're not afraid, Shema Miguf Otom Boso. Maybe this arm or this regal came out from a body that has no form to it. And that's the din before, if the body has no form to it, it's not Tumas Leda. So, Mashmir, the only time Disha has no Tumas Leda, if the body is Otom, like without a form. If so, the question is now, the Yemisa, if it's true what you're saying, that Nisha Tzmapo, the face is punched in, is lifting, let us say like this also, that say like, we're not afraid, that Shema Miguf Otom, Oy Mimisha Ponav Musamsim. Why does it say, like, we're not afraid this hand or regal came from a body that's without a form, or even if it has a form, but we're not afraid it comes from a body where its face was punched in. So since it doesn't say that, Mashmir with a face, was misumsim, it is has a tumas later. So maybe it's like this. Omer Papa Papi says, "Befonov misumsim koliyam lepri b'tmei." Therefore, he holds not like that. But Papi wants to say no, that everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish, that if the face is misumsim, that she's tmeiya, and that's still called the later. Just the fact the face is punched in a little bit, that does not make it like there's no later. She's tmeiya. Keep pleading, where's the machlek is the fun of tuchais, where the face is more than just punched in, it's like squashed in altogether. Rashi says, Shein Tzura ben, Nikeros Agam, you can't tell the form of the face at all. It has no form of a face. And the Ipchit, we'll learn just the opposite like this, that Rav Yechonon Amar, Imoy Torah, Rav Yechonon is the one that says, the Vlad is not called the Vlad, and therefore the mother has no Tumas Levi, she's Torah. For Eshlok HaShaman, no Ima Tumeya, that the mother has a Tumas Levi on her. So it's the opposite now. On this Veloisve Resh Lakish Rav Yechonon, why doesn't Resh Lakish ask a kasha of Yechonon? Meho, the same thing we just asked before, that according to Rav Yechonon, if she's Torah, how come we don't say before that we're not afraid maybe that regal or foot came out from a body that the face was Tuchais? Why don't you say that? So my answer is, Mishum Dishoni Lei. Hainu, because he can answer like this. Hainu Guf Otom, it's like the same thing. It doesn't have to say both of them. It's enough to say just one, that we're not afraid maybe that hand or regal came from a body that has no form. But a body that has no form, or a body even though it has partly forms, but the face is completely squashed in, it's the same thing. They're both considered like a body without a form, and therefore that fetus does not have a loch like a vlad, and therefore she has no tumas later. Now the Gemara says, B'nei Rebbe Chiya, the children of Rebbe Chiya, Nafik L'Kraisa, they went out to the fields. Also when they came back, also L'Kaimadev, when they came back, went back to their father. So Rebbe Chiya's children went to Rebbe Chiya. Omolehem, so Rebbe Chiya said to them, Klumba Maisel Yotzchem, you were out in the fields, did anybody come and ask you a Shaila? Omolehem, they said back to him, yes. Ponim Tuchas Bol Yedenu. There was a Shaila that Nisha had in his carriage, and the face of the fetus was like squashed in completely. And they passed him a Temu. They passed him, yes, that she has called the Leda, she has Tumas Leda. So Mashmir, they hold like what? Like Rav Yechonon. If the Rav Yechonon is the one that says, sorry, no, they passed like Resh Lakish, says Temeya. Right. So the father said back to Momlehem, Tzu V'tiru, no, go back and tell them they're Tor. The Lok is like Rav Yechonon, she's Tor. Yemasha Tamasa, what you mean is Tomei is wrong. And the father said like this, the Chura, what did you mean to Paskin? Madataychu, what was your reasoning? Luchumra, like you thought, even though it's a machlekes, you're looking at Shlokish, you weren't sure what the Lachra is, you figured go Luchumra. And Luchumra, you say, it's called like a Vlad, and therefore the mud has Tumas later. But he told the children, no, you can't do that, because this is called the Chumra, the Yaslu de Kulehi. The Kiyavisu lo, you may toyer. If you're going to pass, because she has Hilchot later now, so even if you want to say it's a Shafa, but it was a Zohar and a Kevah, maybe you knew what it was. So she's Tomei for 7 days or 14 days, but then the next, until the 40th day at least, she has Yimei Taira. Means if she does Sidam, she's Torah. So that's a Kula. She's only Torah if she had a Dileda. But since the Halacha is that it's not called a Dileda, so if you're going to tell her that she has a Dileda, that Dam she'll see later on, she'll think it's Torah, and it's not true, that Dam is also Tumeya. Therefore, he told her what he did was wrong. You have to go back and tell them that the Halacha is it's not called a Dileda. And therefore, true, she's Torah right now, but if she sees Dam later on, she will become Tomei. It will not like this. Hamapeles barrier sheesh la beis gavin. That's an isha has a miscarriage with the fetus that has two backs to it. Or else the beis shidrus has two spines to it. Some Rav also like this. Be ishain of lad. If an isha has a miscarriage like that, it's not called a leda. She has no tumas leda. The behema also bachila. If a behema gives birth to an animal like that, so it's also bachila, can't eat it. It's not called, it has no heta shchita of the mother, it's not called a shchita. Let's see what she says. Rav Isha in the Vlad, but hey, Masu Bachila. Hushmul on the Shmul says no. Be Isha Vlad, yes, it's called the Vlad. Isha has Tumas Leda. But the hey, Mamuta Bachila, but the hey, Matsumuta Bachila. And therefore, Rav Rashi says, my father, you find it inside the mother's stomach, how about the Shchita, the mother helps on it. So whatever's inside the mother is Mutta with the Shchita. So Mr. Michael, if it was the Machlaikas Rav and Shmuel, Michael, if Lagi, but the Rav Chon in Baraba. He argued his Aloha. The what? The Yom Rav Chon and Baraba has Shesua barrier sheesh le beis gavin. The Torah says this animal called the Shesua is also teat. You know what the Shesua is? It was an animal that had two backs to it. Sheesh le beis gavin or beis shidrus and had two spines to it. So it's like this. Rav Amarav holds barrier bialma leisa. That really there's no such animal like that. That's not the Pshalm the Torah is talking about. There's no such animal like that. To the Agmar Rachman of the Moshe, when did the Torah say that Yeshua was also the Naim Agmar, meant to say even if an animal gives birth to such a fetus, in other words, the animal itself cannot live. There's no such mid-animal that way. Elamad, the Torah is telling us that in case of a regular cow has a kid that has two backs and two spines, it should know it's in the veil, it's also teat. That's Rav Talach, it's not called the Vlad. Well, Shmuel Amino, Beria Biyama Isra, there is such a creature, there is such an animal called Yeshua. And therefore, for the Agmar Rachman of the Moshe Biyam Agmar, the Torah just said, on that type of an animal that has two backs, the Shesua, that animal is treif. Ava b'meima, but let's say you find an animal coming out of a cow, the cow's baby has two backs or two shedras, two spines, and chmei medat shayim, that's like a muta b'achila. So Shalom is one of the terms when it says on Shesua, this type of an animal that has two backs or two spines. Is it a real type that's like a treifa? Or no, it's talking about a min of a cow that gives birth, teaching us that it's like also bachila. So that's Rav Svar. Eisve Rav Simi Barchil Rav. So Rav Simi Barchil has to kashya to Rav. It says that Rav Chanina ben Atigna Seimer Kol Sheyesh Le Beis Gav Binu Vishnei Shedroyis Posuli Avoida. Any type of an animal that has two backs or two shedroids is possible to be brought for korban. If it's a bechor, it's possible to be brought for korban. So what do you see? It's only possible for korban. But for a regular person, to hedge it, you're allowed to eat it. You can make a shchita on it. If so, alma dechai, you can see it could live. And so it's a kashan rav. Rav says it's not called a ledo. Rav says it's a treifom. Here you see, no, it could live. So where it is, alma lei. So Rav said back like this, see me. I think it was his grandson, like, see me. So back to him, see me. At or sheshedrosa yakuma, you mean to say, Mr. Thomas, the other case was just the shedra was just a little bit crooked. That's the case over there. Rashi Yodra of the Kanina, the mashma the chai, the Rashi Yodra's mashma, it's a law, it could live, and it's only possible for korban. It's not talking about it really has two backs, or it has two spines. There's someone that has only one spine, but the spine is crooked. It looks like two. So over there, Tak, it's only possible for korban, but it's mutter for chulin. But a real case, it has really two backs, it has two spines, and echnami, that cannot live, that's treif. Mesa, the question like this, it says, yesh be'uvrin shein asurin. Certain ubris are also. Rashi says, means, shiyos la'av oylem, shos mishum nevela. A certain ubrin, when a behemoth gives birth, that uber is the lost of teeth, has a lock of a nevela. What's the case? Says Yekum Jasun means Ben Abola Daka, Behema Daka that gives birth after 4 months, that's called like an Avela. A Behema Daka usually supposed to give birth after 5 months. If it gives birth after 4 months, that cannot live, and that's called like an Avela. Ben Shmoina Lagasa, Behema Gasa, usually supposed to give birth after 9 months, so if it gives birth after 8 months, that Uber cannot live. Now, Heimenu Lamata, from this downwards, is also Asa. So even gives birth after 6 months, 7 months, it's also. Yotza goes out from this though that Mishyesh Lo Shnega Ba'agavin, an animal that has two backs, so Shnei Shadroi has two spines, that Mashma, it would be Mutter. It says this is not included. Gemara says, Ma Yotza. What does it mean to say this is excluded? Lav Yotza Mechal Uvrin doesn't go out of the loch of Ubrin, Shafil B'mei Iman Asurin. Gemara says it's not even called an Uber, that even B'mei Iman, it's also. An uber, the locker is, if it's born, then it's also. But if it's in the mother's stomach, it's mutter. But mashmir, this type of an animal, if the uber has two backs or two spines, even though it's in the mother's stomach, still it's also. So lechura, it's a kasha. Here it's mashmir, even in the mother's stomach, it's also. Shrashi is the honey. Avagav de lekola chadoshim kininza meiman shori. Avalahaya filu meiman also. The kasha is the chover of the kasha and Shmuel. So the Gemara says like this, Rav Metaritz L'taymei, Rav answered the Pshat according to himself, or Shmuel Metaritz L'taymei. Rav Metaritz, Rav answered the price like this, Ben Abor L'daka, if the Behem L'daka gives birth after 4 months, or else Ben Ches L'gasa, Henenu L'mata Osa, or if it gives birth less than this month, it's also, the Vlad is also teeth like an Avela. The medva muvrim was this said b'shiyos la'avoylam. Only if the fetus, if the baby went out, was born already. So once it's born, before its time, it's called an avela. You can't eat it. Abu b'mei imoy, but if it's still inside the cow itself, then sure, if you make a shechita on the mother, it's matter the uber inside it. But Rav learns yotze goes out mishiyesh l'shnei gavin. If the cow has inside it a baby that has two backs with on it, or else Shnei Shadroos, it has two spines, Da'afilu b'mei imay nami yosa, that's Rav's halacha. Even though it's inside the mother's stomach, it's still also bachila. That's called an avelam, that the shechit the same as that matter it. That's Rav's halacha. Shmuel also metasa taimei. They want like this. Shmuel holds, Ben